Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone. My name is Brennan Williams. I'll be serving as the hearing officer for the March 26, 2025 development hearing officer hearings for today. Going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. The time is 9:02 a.m. Before we jump into the agenda, there are a few points of procedure, operational details that we like to go over before we officially get started. If you'll bear with me, I have just a couple points. First, this is a remote or an online hearing where participants will be on video or audio conference. Because this is a remote hearing, it allows all participants and observers to safely and conveniently participate in the proceedings. During the meeting today, if you'd please keep your audio muted and your video off when you are not involved in a case being heard, it just helps us from an organizational standpoint. Please note that we are recording the audio of today's meeting, and because it's audio only, it's important that you give your name each time before you begin giving your remarks. Secondly, we will use the chat capability of Zoom to keep you updated on which particular agenda item we're discussing. The chat feature will also allow you to ask questions of the moderators, which today will be Mr. Webb. I want to inform you that chat conversations are a part of the hearing record, and because they are a part of the hearing record, they are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Therefore, please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. Third, as a note for today's applicants, please be aware that any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following this meeting. Mr. Rodenbeck routes the plat materials to the DFT members once the final PDF document has been submitted to him, which includes all of the utility signatures. Applicants will then receive an email copy of the signed document. If your approval includes conditions, you'll need to complete the conditions with the respective DFT member and then send the PDF to Mr. Rodenbeck to obtain electronic signatures. The city engineer, Shahab Beyazar, is the last person to sign a plat. Helping us with today's meeting is Ms. Angela Gomez, our hearing monitor. Let me defer to her very quickly. Ms. Gomez, do we have any changes to the agenda this morning?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. I do have two announcements this morning, and that's the first is for item number one, PR 2024-010846 for vacation of right of way. The agent has requested a deferral to April 9th. And for item number two, PR 2024-010189 for both plat, the agent has requested a deferral to April 9th.
All righty. Thank you, Ms. Gomez. Let's address item number one. Are there any members of the public interested in weighing in on the request for a deferral for item number one? That's PR-2024-010846. If you would raise your hand or wave your hand in front of the camera. I'm not seeing anyone. Oh, go ahead.
This is Deborah Sessa. I'm the owner of the building across the street to the west of this. This is the second deferral. Is it really necessary that we defer this one another time?
Ms. Sessa, thank you. Well, generally speaking, we want to ensure that an applicant is ready to proceed before we roll up our sleeves, if you will, and get into the matter. I'm not aware of their reason for deferral, but generally the policy is to ensure that the applicant is ready to proceed. Is
Okay.
there an objection that you could state as to why that would not be a good idea?
Well, I don't think the whole what they're applying for is a good idea, and I almost think the constant deferral of this project is a way to get less people on that object to what they are trying to do. But that's just my opinion.
All right. I see Mr. Rodenbeck has his hand raised. Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Deborah, I'm the planning manager with Development Review Services. I'll just inform, is this in regards to the bulk land plat at 9601 Tierra Pintada?
No,
No,
Mr.
sir.
Rodenbeck, this is 3200 Central Avenue South,
Oh, okay.
Southeast,
Just number one.
vacation
Sorry,
right of way.
the first one. Sorry. Yeah, I'll just note that this deferral request came from the applicant, and the I just reinforce what the hearing officer stated about needing to defer this.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on this particular request for a deferral?
Yes, please. This is Aaron Fowler. I'm the right-of-way supervisor with the City of Albuquerque.
Mr. Fowler, go ahead, please.
This deferral actually has come because we objected to the plan. The parking division objected to the plan that they had put out, and they are in the process of reworking it. And we objected to the loss of parking spots. So we are working to make this a better plan at this point.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate the input there.
Then
All
no
right.
objection.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Last call for anyone else wishing to speak on the request for deferral for item number one. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move that we grant the applicant's request, allow them opportunity to continue to work with city staff. Ms. Sessa, I do appreciate your participation and your feedback on this particular matter. But again, we do want to ensure that prior to a full hearing on the matter, the applicant has had the opportunity to completely have their application vetted and worked. So we will go ahead and move agenda item number one to the April 9th hearing. Next request is for item number two for a deferral, also to the April 9th meeting. Item number two is PR-2024-01-0189. It is a request for a subdivide an existing tract into two separate parcels. Is there anyone on this call that would like to speak on the request for deferral for item number two? If so, if you please either raise your hand in front of the camera or use the raise your hand feature at the bottom of the Zoom screen there. I'm not seeing anyone. Last call for comments about the request for a deferral for item number two. All right, I will go ahead and grant this request by the applicant for a deferral to the April 9th, 2025 DHO meeting. All right, thank you, folks. Now that our agenda is set for the day, I'd like to address any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular matter for today's agenda item. As I mentioned previously, if you just let us know of your interest to testify, we will be happy to give you an opportunity to do so. If you're participating by Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature toward the bottom of the screen. Additionally, if you're on video, you can literally wave your hand in front of the screen like I'm doing here, simply to call the attention to the staff members that are monitoring the meeting. Again, so we make sure that we give you an opportunity to testify. If you're participating in the meeting via telephone, please press star 9 on your phone. That will unmute you. Just let someone know that you're seeking to testify, and again, we'll give you an opportunity. Please note that while we welcome and appreciate public comment, if any participant causes disruption to today's proceedings, they will be removed from the hearing. Lastly, in the unlikely event that there are any technical issues, we will conclude the hearing and we'll resume at 1 o'clock this afternoon, using the same Zoom link and phone number that's been provided on the agenda. As we get ready to start, I would like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The Development Hearing Officer, DHO, was created in 2022 by amendment to the IDO, the Integrated Development Ordinance. In considering all applications, the DHO and members of the DFT apply the standards and requirements of the IDO and the city's development process manual when reviewing today's applications. With that, let's move on to the first item on the adjusted agenda. That will be item number three, PR 2021-005457. This also includes a request for a DHO waiver, application number 2025-00004, as well as an application for minor plat, application number 2025-00004. This request is from Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall, agent for Osvaldo Perez, requesting the aforementioned actions for a portion of or all of lot tract 19 and 20, original town site of Westland zoned MXM, located at 8737 Central Avenue Northwest between 90th Street Northwest and Volcano Road Northwest. The subject parcel contains approximately 0.2296 acres in area. Is Mr. Mulhall with us this morning? Ryan, are you there?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm not seeing him in the
I'm not seeing him
participants
either,
list,
sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer.
Is anyone from Cartesian on the line? All right, let's do this.
Mr. Hearing
I'm not
Officer, it
seeing
looks like they're
Officer.
trying to get in right now. He
Okay,
just joined us.
thank you, Mr. Emil. Let's let him get situated. Mr. Mulhall, are you there?
Yes, I apologize. It's Ryan
Good
Mulhall,
morning.
Cartesian
Not a
Police.
problem. Good morning. We just called your case, item number three. Let me swear you in before we get started, okay? Do
Sounds good.
you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you, Ryan. Mr. Mulhall, tell us about your request, please.
Okay. This is Ramal with Cartesian Surveys. That is PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico 87174. We are looking to consolidate two existing lots into one, as well as requesting a sidewalk waiver due to obstacles in the front of the property. There's a drain inlet that, there's no way to kind of work around that and provide sufficient sidewalk width. There's no sidewalk to connect to along the entire block, and there is a nice asphalt trail to the south of us, as shown on the diagram being shown that exhibit. And so that's the intent there. We have an approved grading and drainage plan. Client's looking to build soon, so I think we've got everything kind of in order. And with that, we wait comment. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let me next move to members of the public. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak on item number three, PR 2021-0054-57? If so, if you'd please use the raise your hand feature at the bottom of the screen or unmute yourself and let us know you wish to participate. Not seeing anyone. Last call for members of the public wishing to speak on item number three. All right, let's move on to DFT staff. Let's begin with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Let me swear you in, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are the Water Authority comments?
Yeah, for the Water Authority, for the DHO waiver, we have no objection, and also the minor plat, no objection. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, I believe you'll be doing code enforcement comments this morning.
Jay Rodenbeck, yes, I will.
Let me swear you in. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead, please.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Code enforcement has no comments.
All righty. Parks and Rec will be next. Who's going to participate for Parks? Ms. Alec, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank
You
you.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right. What are Parks' comments, please?
Parks and Recreation has no objections to either of the requests. Thank
Okay.
you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Chen, will you be providing hydrology comments?
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. What are hydrology comments?
Tiquan Chen Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of February 25th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Armijo, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
All right. And what are transportation's comments?
Transportation has reviewed the request waiver and finds sufficient reason for approving this waiver. The multi-use trail across the access road provided adequate pedestrian access, and there are numerous physical obstacles to sidewalk construction along this side of the roadway. We have no objection to the plat or waiver.
Mr. Armijo, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Mr. Biazar, I see you're online. Did you wish to testify on this particular matter?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me swear you in, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
So I just wanted to double check with transportation because we've had cases along Central with like the inlet case. They had to modify the inlet in order to build a sidewalk. And there were some other obstacles. So we haven't waived sidewalks along Central in this area before. So just wanted to confirm that that's what we're doing because there are several cases that we actually had the commercial builders build a sidewalk and curb and gutter in this area.
Ernest Army Hill Transportation. Yes, sir. I do know what you're talking about here, and it wasn't primarily the grade. I mean that does create an obstacle, but there are others along this entire path. There are fences and walls. We have bollards. It's a lot in this area where we have a lot of obstructions, and there is a trail directly across. I mean, we generally don't like people to cross streets to get to walking paths, but there are enough items in the way here that I felt it was justified.
Mr. Webb, I believe you're driving the bus on this one. The last photograph there looked like a street view, a Google Street View. Is that a static image, or are you actually in Google Maps?
That one is just a photograph, but I can go to
Okay.
Google if you need.
If you would, and just for the
Sure.
record, Mr. Armijo, can we, once Mr. Webb gets us to in the subject area, can I just have you walk through and identify some of those obstructions that you had referenced?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Folks, give us just a second.
This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. I do want to note that the property to the east of us was allowed without a sidewalk as well. That had recently been replatted, and so there is kind of precedent for these obstacles and kind of this area not being required to have sidewalk. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mahal.
Mr. Hearing Officer, if I may ask Mr. Mohawk, is that the one to the east of you, is that the one with like a childcare center and offices?
This is from all Cartesian surveys. I'm not familiar with what that's being used as, but as you can see in the street view here, there's a lot of bollards and infrastructure that we would have to remove, or it would just be a lot of difficulty to place a sidewalk anywhere, either front or back of side of this thing. So
And Mr. Mulhall, just again, let me make sure we've got a complete record here. The photograph that's being shown, there's a property with a looks like a chain link fence, and there's some white metal on the inside of that. Is that the subject site?
no, that's our adjoiner. So our
Okay.
site starts at that corner and then continues over to that other drain. So
Okay.
there's kind of obstacles on both ends. So it would be, difficult for owners, not just our owner, but adjoining owners as well to kind of create a sidewalk. There's fencing and other obstacles, and then we're significantly close to a ramp down from that asphalt trail. So we really felt like there was precedent that we would be allowed to get that sidewalk waived. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. And just very quickly, again, for the record, I just want to note that I have reviewed the letter of justification that was submitted. And it does appear that all of the, in order for a waiver to be granted, the IDO says that 10 criteria must be achieved. And Mr. Mulhall has submitted a written explanation that makes arguments as to why each of those 10 items, or excuse me, presents arguments for each of those 10 items.
Mr. Hearing Officer, if I may, this is Shahab Yazar again.
Mr. Bizar, go ahead.
So the case that I was talking about, actually it's further up away where that there's no trails across this property, the property that I was talking about. So that was a different case. So we did not have any trails or any way of public
or pedestrian walkway. So that was further, I would say, yeah, further down from this area where there are no trails. The trail ends before. So that was a different case. I apologize.
Okay, no issue. Thank you for your clarification, Mr. Buzar. I still need to talk about planning comments. Mr. Rodenbeck, who will be providing those?
This is Jay Rudenbeck. I believe Anthony Montoya will be presenting them.
Ms.
That's
Montoya,
correct.
good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have two comments. If this were to be approved by you today, sir, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat, and the application numbers must be added to the plat. That is all I have, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. I just want to ask the agent, Mr. Mulhall, to confirm, is there a infrastructure list tied to this plat, Mr. Mulhall?
This ran with Cartesian surveys. There is not. We're not
Confirm that. Thanks.
having any public improvements. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we've heard from all of our DFT members. Mr. Mulhall, I'll give you an opportunity to provide any closing comments, ask questions, anything of that nature.
No, this ran with Cartesian. We've got an approved DXF. I'm happy to add the approval dates, should you deem that appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor on this particular matter. I am compelled that the criteria for the waiver has been met, so let me address that that item first. Let me get caught up here. So I'm going to approve the requested waiver of the sidewalk as presented, based on criterion. Based on criterion C, that the established neighborhood character or landscaping on the site would be damaged or negatively affected to a degree that outweighs the normal technical standards in that location, as argued by our transportation division. Additionally, I feel that the request complies and there is sufficient evidence in the record to support the application. Secondly, based on criterion number two, that the waiver will not materially be contrary to public safety, health, or welfare. Number three, that the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Four, the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or financing, or building of public infrastructure improvements. Number five, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or a MAFCA adopted plan or policy, the IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. Six, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and the purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Number eight, the waiver does not allow a lot or a type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located, unless a deviation to such standard is within the thresholds established by subsection 14-16-6-4P deviations and is granted by the DHO as part of this approval. Nine, the waiver is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of subsection 14-16-6-6P. And finally, if the request is for a waiver to the IDO sidewalk requirements, the areas of low intensity land use to the extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in the existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the subject property.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck.
Go ahead,
Sorry
Mr.
to interrupt. You didn't mention 66P3A6. This is for the floodplain criterion. You skipped over that, I believe.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I apologize for the mistake. So let me go back as outlined by Mr. Rodenbeck. Item criterion number six is that the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Thank you for that. Too many words on my screen over here. So that deals with our request for the waiver. I'm also going to move, once I get my ducks in a row here, be patient with me. My apologies, folks. Hold on one second. For the minor platting action, I'm going to move to approve item three, PR 2021-005457. It's a minor plat request application number 2025-00004. Because the application meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulation. This approval is based on the following conditions. As outlined by our planning staff, the date of the DHO approval needs to be recorded on the plat. And secondly, the application numbers must also be added to the plat. With that, thank you everyone for your participation in that particular matter.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.